oath before going into court, but not about his criminal case. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others, is a disgrace.
Former President Trump on the ongoing anti-Israel protests from California to Michigan to New York.
And it's all Biden's fault, and everybody knows it. He's got no message. He's got no compassion. He doesn't know what he's doing.
President Biden did condemn anti-Semitism yesterday, but also said he condemns people who don't understand what's going on with Palestinians. Back to the Trump court appearance, there is a hearing now into a gag order the judge imposed to limit the former president's comments about the case. The DA claims there have been 10 Trump violations, urging the judge to impose fines. Now, after that hearing, more testimony. Fox's Eric Shawn's outside the court.
The attacks from Trump's defense yesterday centered on Michael Cohen, the former president's lawyer and fixer, who said he paid off Stormy Daniels in what prosecutors told the jury was a criminal election conspiracy to help Trump during the 2016 presidential race. The former president, though, says his payments to Cohen, he thought, were just legal expenses.
He's charged with falsifying records over the payments to keep the alleged Daniels affair quiet. A case brewed by the Starbucks is at the Supreme Court now. Justices hearing the coffee company's challenge to an order to rehire 7 workers who were fired trying to unionize in Memphis. The Senate plans to vote today on a foreign aid package the House approved despite conservative opposition.
A majority of Republicans voted against this bill on Saturday. It's not some band of crazy people.
Congressman Chip Roy tells Fox Business the priority should be border security, stopping illegal immigration.
Our border is under assault. Americans are suffering. And they have the audacity to say that it's making America great again by sending $95 billion of unpaid-for money overseas.
Other Republicans side with President Biden that we must not let Russia win in Ukraine. 61 of the $95 billion in the package would be military and other aid to Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Stocks are up on Wall Street. Dow gaining 164 points. The NASDAQ up 141. The S&P 500 adding 35 points. The price of oil down about a dime, still around 81 bucks a barrel, while gas also drops, losing a penny. AAA's national average for regular, $3.66 a gallon. That is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The day after President Biden focused on clean energy instead of fossil fuels, he's focused on environmental protection.
Extending Earth Day to Earth Week, President Biden has set the goal of protecting and restoring 8 million acres of wetlands and 100,000 miles of rivers. According to White House documents, the plan also includes a $1 billion pledge to provide clean water to those living on Native American lands, where the administration says nearly half of tribal homes do not have access to clean drinking water. The environment has been a key issue for President Biden. This week, he also announced $7 billion in grants for residential solar projects. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There is a new concern about an old ailment.
The highly contagious childhood respiratory disease called pertussis, or whooping cough, can be a killer. Maggie Ray with the Royal Society of Medicine in London tells Fox News Digital reports show whooping cough outbreaks are surging across Europe, Asia, and parts of the U.S., including Northern California. She says the increase marks the largest uptick since 2012, with cases rising sharply since December, and that it's a good idea to consider getting vaccinated.
It's Fox's Carmen Roberts. A fantastic finish in the NBA playoffs for the defending champs.
Murray makes a move.
You heard the buzzer. Jamal Murray's shot beat it, giving Denver a 101-99 win over LA on TNT. The Nuggets go up 2-0 on the Lakers. New York and Cleveland also won. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.